For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Emma Isaac. This is a rundown of morning headlines for Monday, June 14th, 2021. Police are looking for a man missing in Grand Teton National Park. The National Park Service says the man's name is Cyan McLaughlin. He is a 27-year-old man who was last seen on Tuesday, June 8th. His car was found at Lupine Meadows Trailhead at Grand Teton National Park. His planned route is unknown. National Park Service says he could be hiking in the Garnet, Surprise, Amphitheater, Delta, or Taggart Lakes. He has brown hair, brown eyes, and has an Irish accent. If you have seen McLaughlin or have any information about his whereabouts, please call the Teton Interagency Dispatch Center at 307-739-3301. Ashton is home to the beautiful Warm River Campground, which has been a popular spot for recreational camping since the 1940s. This year, campground volunteers have been exclaiming the need to keep the park clean in an effort to limit interactions with the bears that call this area home or are simply passing by. Becky Lewis, the head of the volunteer program, along with 15 other camp volunteers, have been stressing the importance of a clean campsite to campers in the area. According to the Rexburg Standard Journal, there are about 50 to 70 grizzlies around or in Island Park and even more black bears. Lewis says most people are careful with trash and food, but sometimes fail to realize the potential threat of inedible but fragrant items, such as shampoo or fish bait. Lewis and volunteers hope that increasing this awareness in campers will help reduce violations of safety protocol at the campsite and in turn lower overall bear-human interactions. For more information on bear safety, you can visit idfg.idaho.gov. A new National Park Service report shows that almost 3.3 million visitors to the Grand Teton National Park spent more than $598 million in the surrounding areas in 2020. This spending helped support more than 8,200 jobs in the local area. This analysis showed that this spending helped the local economy by helping them gain $754 million. Grand Teton National Park says it's proud they were able to provide safe and family fun in light of 2020 and the pandemic. This has been a rundown of morning headlines for BYU Idaho Radio for Monday, June 14th, 2021. Be informed, be inspired. BYU Idaho Radio.